Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 11, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. Tonight we're doing Awakening, Healing, and Immunity Boosting, a group process for members only. So big thanks for being here. And we'll see if we can't give everyone a really wonderful experience tonight of all the energetic stuff that will serve you. So here's how the evening will proceed. The opening will be the same as usual. I call the directions, call in the allies of love and light, set a good container. We'll do our little embodied awakening process, and then we'll open it. And when we've done this event more recently, it's not like there's a formal time for awakening and then a formal time for healing and then a formal time for immunity boosting. It's kind of a mix and match for each person. And sometimes all of us get a mix and match at the same time. So as always, we're going to just call it in and then relax and open to it coming in. And each person will have their own unique experience. Some of us will have similar experiences at the same time. Some will be customized, and the allies will orchestrate it all as wonderfully as always. So let's get into it. So as always, my two requests as we go into an Awakening Plus process, whether you're live or on the recording, first, please do only this. Please don't multitask. By you giving it the full attention, you'll get the most benefit, and those who are affected by your energy, and that will be true whether you're live or on the recording, will get the maximum benefit as well. We're all co-creating this energy together. The other is, if you need to depart the event before we've closed the container near the end, even if you're on the recording, just ask the allies to kind of ease you out of the field. They'll do that very discreetly, and you'll be able to then, you know, leave early if you need to without disrupting what we're doing. So remember, there's no spectators here, only participants. All right, so I invite you to close your eyes, just relax, become aware of your body. How does it feel overall? If you feel your divine energy in and or around you, just notice that. Just get your baseline. So as I do the setup, directions, allies, and container, I invite you just to relax, and if you feel energetic shifting, just let that be what your focus is on. If you are not aware of that, just feel your breath coming and going. Either way, be fully passive, let things run themselves. The more open and receptive and allowing you are, the more awesome your experience is going to be. And I need to make one tiny little tweak here, technically, to not allow unmuting just yet from anyone. We'll do that later when we're getting feedback. Okay, so here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other, fourth density consciousness or higher, that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda, I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Now I'm going to invite us to do a brief embodied awakening process. If you haven't done this before, I'll briefly explain. Even if you have, I'll briefly explain. So this will call our higher self to merge with us in our physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Metaphorically, it's like the physical body is a car. Your ego, it will slide to the passenger seat. Your divine will drive. At any point, you don't like the divine's driving, you just take the wheel again, the divine will step right out with no fuss, and things will be back as they were. So there's no risk, and it is instantly reversible. Your ego needs to know that if it's not used to this sort of thing, so it feels safe doing it. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out mentally, you can know what to do intuitively a lot more, and there can be much more bliss. Well, that sounds good. Let's do it. In a moment, I'll have you speak directly to your own higher self that created your human self. Do this out loud if you can. If you cannot, it's okay just to think it. It will still work. So begin speaking to your higher self starting now. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Release the words and relax. Please be passive and let everything happen on its own. Tips that will help you get the best and most effective experience. I recommend that you don't use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening during this process. I also recommend you don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, let the energy move itself, receive it as a gift. If you become distracted, it's okay. Please don't fight the distraction or try to change it. Please let the distraction be as it is with no resistance. But do treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. And you just relax back into your chosen focus, whether that's feeling energy in your body or just feeling the breath come and go on its own. After you do this, if the distraction is still there in the background, that's okay. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. Also, we can determine how little effort is needed to do this, and we'll determine that now. I invite you for a moment to drop to no effort at all, simply exist for a moment, starting now. Just be. So now in this state of zero effort, notice if you have awareness of the energy or breath anyway, without even trying. If you do, then zero effort is enough. Stay there. If you don't, then add very small bits of effort until you get even a little bit of awareness of energy or breath, and then just hold at that very small amount of effort. The idea here is to use the least effort needed to feel it. Any effort beyond that will actually clutter up the energy and slow down the process. You're going to have just enough, even if that's none at all. Yeah. So I'm now feeling a lot of people are now moving into embodied awakening. I am thankful to have the ability to feel the overall effect, not only from people on the live call, but those doing the recording afterward. So how would you know if you got to embodied awakening? Because all the four following things would be true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The state holds itself automatically. So if you're already having that experience, you're in embodied awakening, just chill and enjoy. If you're not there, stay passive. It comes to you as a gift. So the more passive you are, and if the only thing you're doing is just feeling the energy moving inside you or the breath coming and going, and you're simply the passive witness of that, that is what will set you up for the most powerful experience. The idea being your ego cannot make this happen on its own. To awaken is above the ego's pay grade. However, it can call in the awakening, which we've already done with an invocation, and the ego can passively receive the awakening as a gift. That's why you stay passive. You try to make it happen yourself through effort. You've invoked the law of free will and have pushed it away, at least in the context of this process. Other approaches use different methods. Follow their rules when you do them, but you'll get the best outcome in this way of working if you stay really, really passive. So lots of people are getting into embodied awakening. If you're there, just relax and be. Just the fact that you're there, even if you're on the recording, will help others get there more easily. The more people that are there, it creates a kind of a magnetism. This makes it easier for others to achieve the state as well. 100th monkey, morphic resonance, call it what you will. The more of us are in that state, the easier it becomes for everybody else. Whoa, that feels getting really nice now. It's amping up quite beautifully. So we'll just sit in this field and the allies will start working when they perceive that enough of us are in that state. By the way, you don't have to get all the way to embodied awakening. I mean, that's awesome if you can, if it happens. But even if you just feel a little bit better, that's better than not being that far along. So let's say there's a 0 to 100, you start at 0, even if you just get to like 10 or 15%, that's still forward motion in the right direction. So however far you get toward embodied awakening, even if the chatter and emotion just dial down a little bit, it's good progress. Just do the best you can. And for most folks, if they keep working on the technique and are persistent with it, they will achieve full embodied awakening more and more consistently. And the great thing is, even if you're full on meeting my definition, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, that can always go deeper. You can have a certain awakening experience, and then later it can go even deeper in ways that you can't even verbalize, but you know it. You can feel the difference. So my love, the embodied awakening invocation, because it can keep taking you deeper for as long as you keep using it. Okay, I feel the divine energy starting to work, so let me just address the allies formally. Allies, we come and we request that each of us receives the maximum awakening and healing and immunity boosting that serves highest good. Let each person receive the awakening, healing, or immunity boosting that serves that person's highest good. So each of us is going to get a customized experience. I will be narrating what I feel happening, which is what many or most of us are experiencing, whatever the majority of us are having as an experience. I'll feel myself empathically and will report. Again, I'm able to feel what happens whether folks are live or on the recording. I can't feel an individual person's experience so much, but I feel the overall vibe of the group. And I'll be narrating that as guided. If you are having something happen that's different than what I am describing, though, go with that. Please do not use effort to try to match what I am describing if you're experiencing something different. Continue. I encourage you to relax, be open, be passive, be receptive, and let your experience be what it is. Now that we're beyond the invocation proper, you're welcome to open to whatever experience you're having. And these may include sensations in the physical body or sensations of the realms beyond the physical level, kinesthetic awareness in the higher realms. You may have visual stuff. There may be thoughts, impressions, all kinds of experiences, some of which have correlates in the physical world and some of which do not. My invitation is to relax and open to whatever happens and just be with what is. Don't fight anything. Just be with whatever the process is. During healing periods, it may get intense and it might get uncomfortable, but you may have absolute faith that the allies are keeping a very close eye on you and will not overwhelm you. In all the years I've done processes like this, no one's ever reported overwhelm. The allies will not allow it, and your higher self certainly will not allow that. So you can open fully. I invite you not to filter or regulate or control the experience. Just open, let it flow, and I promise you it may be intense, but it will not be too much. You may also have periods of ecstasy, bliss, euphoria. That also will not be more than you can handle. And sometimes you may feel both at once. It all mixes up sometimes. You may have interesting inner experiences of various kinds. And you may feel the energy of immunity saturating your physical body or your beingness on other levels. And it might all be running at the same time. In fact, I'm now feeling that immunity energy coming in quite strongly. And I'm feeling all of it, the awakening, the healing, the immunity boosting, all mixed up together. And each person receiving whatever mix is serving them. So we're having a group experience and we're having unique individual experiences all at the same time. So that should give you a sufficient overview of the process. I invite you now to relax, just be with whatever is happening, be passive and allow. There may be extended periods of silence. I am conscious with you, but will not be talking just to talk. If I'm silent for a while, it's because spirit is calling for silence. So just be with your process, and I will speak again at some point. Or I might yammer the whole time. Who knows? We'll just see what happens. I just go with the flow here. Oh, now I'm noticing my body shaking. Allow your body to do what it wants, if at all possible. So if it shakes or vibrates or trembles, that's okay. That's just energy releasing. If you cry, it's okay. If you need to vocalize, holler, scream, you need to move around or beat on something, as long as no one gets hurt, it's all good. So don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but I recommend if your body is wanting to do a certain thing, to move energy in some way, then allow it. I never said you had to be still or quiet for that matter. And you're all muted and no one can hear you on this call. So you will not disrupt anything we're doing here on this Awakening Plus call if you get loud or noisy or move around. I'm being shown that some of us are processing just our own individual heavy energy. Some who are willing and able are being given heavy energy to process on behalf of others. And you don't have to worry as if difficult energy, difficult is probably not the word. If challenging energy is in your field moving through you, you don't even have to worry, is it yours? Is it someone else's? You don't have to get mental with it. Just know that it's being processed through you for highest good, and you can simply allow that. With all things that happen, I recommend you stay passive and let it all be done for you. If the divine allies are putting heavy energy through you, they can process it and make sure you're clean as a whistle by the time we're done. There's some very strong healing and clearing energy going on. My body is vibrating pretty strongly. So allow the energy to come in and flush away any heavy energy that doesn't serve your highest good. You might possibly feel heavy energy flushing out your hands or your feet, possibly leaving other ways. There may be challenging emotions arising, memories of past traumas might be coming up, whatever's happening, just relax and let it come through. And you might be processing stuff that wasn't even yours for another individual, for the collective, whatever's going on, just relax and allow. These divine allies are very clever and they know exactly what's best for each person to process. But the vibe right now is very much strongly on healing and moving through heavy energy. When people are faced with situations like this, most of the suffering is from resisting the experience. I invite you to relax and be fully present with the experience without resistance. And then you can have, it may be challenging, but there will be no suffering. An empath who is sufficiently awakened can feel the pain of others and not suffer at all. And I've read many awakened beings who've written, the deeper your awakening goes, It's not all unicorns and rainbows. If you're going to fully awaken, you're going to feel all of humanity. That includes all the pain they're in too, as well as all the bliss and ecstasy of the higher realms. And you can get to a point where all that can be held with equanimity. You can feel the pain and not be dragged down by it and not suffer as you experience it. So if you're feeling any challenge energy, just be with it. Don't fight it. Just what I do when I feel heavy energy, I merge with it. I become one with it. You might even say, I love it. To love is to be one with. If I feel challenged, I'm in there. I become it. There's no difference between my awareness and the difficulty. And that which is paying attention is always your divine being. If you're just holding pure awareness, simple presence, that by default is your awakened self holding that awareness. Your awakened self cannot be harmed by anything in the earth realm. So you can merge with absolute safety and invulnerability with anything you're experiencing in your human self. And holding awareness of it fully, with as deep emerging as you're willing to do. Only two outcomes can happen once you've done that. Either the challenging energy will depart, or it will transmute to love and light. Try it and see. And all that is totally in line with my original instruction, which is just be present with whatever is happening. If a part of you says, I'd rather something different was happening, just acknowledge that part. And thank it for its opinion, and then relax back into just being with what is. Yeah, still a lot of heavy energy. They're putting some very strong healing and heavy energy processing here on the front end. Mm-hmm. There's the bliss. So I just felt a notable upgrade in the vibration. I'm really clearly perceiving a blissful energy in my body now. Still mostly oriented in the physical world, in my physical body. There's this sweet ecstatic vibration that's now in the body. So if you're feeling that as well, I invite you just to relax and just be with that. Note, okay, this feels good. I'm just going to relax into it and let it be what it is. I encourage you not to try to make it any different than it is. Just be with it in its current form. And I can assure you that form will change all by itself. I'm now feeling another round of immunity boosting. I'm feeling that interview coming in that will help you with the obvious threat of COVID and the Delta variant and all that. But just good for anything that might threaten your well-being. It's a general good immunity boost against anything that might challenge you. All this, of course, customized for each person's highest good. A lot of heavy energy shaking out of the base of my spine now. And now the vibration has shifted subtler. This vibration I'm feeling mostly beyond the physical level. It's my spiritual being more than my physical. See if you feel this new vibration in a more etheric way. It's sort of a blissful pulsing of the energy body there. Yeah, for me, there's just a lot less focus on the physical part. Most of my attention now is on my energetic self beyond the body, out of body. And the part of it that's still in the physical body is feeling a lot of energy in the brain. It's pretty strong lightheadedness. But most of my attention is in the light body above and beyond the physical body. As always, I'm holding space with you, even if I'm not speaking for a while. Well, a lot of shaking going on for me right now. So it has been an interesting mix of higher level bliss and physical clearing, kind of alternating and overlapping. Just let go of a need to have it happen any certain way or in any particular order. just open to receiving whatever will serve highest good here, whether it's healing, awakening, immunity boosting, or whatever. Your higher self is making sure that whatever's happening is for highest good. Yeah, once again, there's a lot of bliss energy, more non-physical than physical. So pretty strong brain buzz. There's a lot of heavy energy being released right now. Whatever it is for you, just let it go. And again, if your experience is different, just go with whatever's happening for you. I feel another round of immunity boosting coming into the physical body, saturating the cells. There at the same time as a lot of healing energy is happening. Yeah. So the healing process is clearing a lot of the heavy energy out of your system, which is making room for the immunity energy and allowing it to work more easily. And a natural byproduct of all this is a deeper sense of awakening. So it's all running at the same time. Healing, awakening, and immunity boosting. It's a really strong night for healing. Once again, I invite you to relax and allow that. I invite you to release any preference you may have about the experience going any other way than it's actually going. As the third Chinese patriarch of Zen famously said, the way is not difficult for those who have no preferences. This went way deeper. Strong level of bliss here. Mostly out of body. and our more healing stuff. A lot of alternating back and forth tonight. All perfect. Your healing round is what opens you to the next level of awakening anyway. I'm starting to feel more physical body awareness. So I'll watch this to see if we're coming back in for landing. And I don't run these or make decisions about that. I just report what the allies are doing. More shaking of heavy energy. I'm feeling heat in the bottoms of my feet, letting me know that some of the heavy energy is flushing out my feet and into the earth, where Mother Earth takes it and gratefully receives it and transmutes it. Yeah, I'm dumping a lot of heavy energy into the earth through my feet and through the base of my spine. And there's another round of immunity boosting. I just feel the light up of my cells. Thank you, Alex. Once again, feeling a little more solid in the physical body. We'll see if it's six this time or if we go back into the inner worlds again. Lots of physical shaking. Another round of heavy energy flushing down into the earth. Yay. The energy is still quite strong. Now it's mostly blissful again. Now I'm feeling more solid in my body. That may be touchdown right there. Let's give it a moment and see. Looks like that's going to bring us near the end of our process. So I'm going to call directions and close the container. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti. Inti. Thank you, Alice, for this lovely experience. Thanks for the healing and the awakening and the immunity boosting and whatever else came down the pipeline. I'm so grateful to you all. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, live or on a recording, please remain with that person for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, allies. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, a sacred container is closed. This is a members-only call, of course, so I'll just say if you're interested in working with me privately, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. You can learn all about that stuff there. Right, let's open it up for feedback. See if others hadn't experienced anything like mine or it was all different. Okay, anyone can now unmute themselves. Don't be shy. Just click that mic icon and speak. If you're on a phone, just hit *6 and speak. Just jump in when you're ready. And you're all welcome to type in the chat as well. Deanna, hi.
Hi. Wow. Hey. Wow, that was interesting. Uh-huh. I was not taken out of it. As I was maybe for a few moments, but not as I have been. And I as it came and went, as you would say, oh, there's some of the bliss, then what I was feeling was nausea, and then felt like somebody was boring through the heart chakra, straight through the back of my shoulder blade. And then I would realize that I was holding my body very tense. And so I would relax and just allow. And then, you know, I'd settle back in and everything felt okay. And I could tell the difference between the light body and my physical body. I felt the healing, felt the release, and then it would cycle again. And then at the very end, an image started coming and I thought, oh, she is beautiful. Who is that woman? And then and then the bliss came and it was almost overwhelming, the bliss. And I recognized then that it was my guide that I had met when we did the Akashic Record session a few weeks ago. And it was amazing. It was just amazing.
Oh, great.
So, wow. And I'm super excited that I wasn't taken out of it, that I was able to remember it and be part of it this time.
Lovely. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for holding space for that. Oh. It was great.
I had a good time.
All right. Well, I will mute and give somebody else a chance to share. Thank you so much.
That really great feedback. Thank you, Deanna. All right. If anyone else would like to share, just unmute yourself or type in the chat or whatever you're called to do. If there's a little lull, then we can just enjoy the wonderful energy that's still here. Again, the formal container is closed, but a lot of sweet energy hangs around, and sometimes even boosts up after we do that. You just never know. You just don't know what the ally is going to do, except you know it'll be for highest good. Okay. Once again, anyone who would like to is welcome to unmute and speak or type in the chat if you're so inclined. The energy is getting really strong. I can see why one might be tempted just to chill out into this sweet vibe instead of trying to put words on things. Wow, it's like we're getting it all over again. The energy is so strong. Okay, it's been quiet for a while, so last call for feedback. Anyone who'd like to speak or type, this is your moment. Before we wrap it up. Okay. Jeannie typed, finally chilling now. Lots of heavy energy processing. Thank you, thank you. Congratulations, Jeannie, on your processing. Wow, energy still feels so good. Okay. Repeating last call for anyone who'd like to spoke. Okay, Brandy typed, thankful to be part of a lovely energetic experience. Thanks, everyone. With lots of sweet icons. Thank you, Brandy. Yeah, it feels just as strong right now as it did when we were in the container. It's amazing. Okay. Anybody else would like to speak or type? All right. Looks like that's it. Thank you all so much for being part of this. I'm always so grateful when you show up. And this recording will be up by tomorrow. And many blessings to you all. All right. Good night for now. Be well.